Blog Talk Radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Backward turn, backward, oh time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. America has a stranglehold on youth. Did you know that America as a nation has never embraced aging? You want to be eternally young? It's all in your choices. And the wisest choice you made today was to turn in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say by click of a button, and I'll tell you what the beautiness is. Just made that up, that word. That all the shows are archived. And you would log on blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CHEHIWATSON, and hear all of the shows. On Tuesday, April 1st, we did a show on overnight millionaires. Can you imagine a little village in Spain? 264 of them live there. They went to bed one night, and the next morning they woke up, and they were all millionaires from El Gordo, the biggest world lottery in the world, the fat one. And then yesterday we did, are you optimistic? Is your glass half full or half empty? Pick up the mirror. Take a look at yourself and tell yourself how amazing you are and how brilliantly talented you are. And then get your pen and pad out and take down this number. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Let me hear your voice. How do you feel about aging in America? No, I have to tell you this sidebar. Oh, I don't know where I was. And there were a whole group of people around me and technicians and everything. And I said something about America, who values age more than any other country in the world. And this technician jumped up and she said, oh, no, Colombia does. You're 30 years old. You are really old. You don't get a job. You're too old. I said, oh, come on. But let me tell you about the other cultures in our world. Set aside Westernization, America. They honor their seniors, Nana and Grandpa. They take care of them. Allegedly, in America, they could hardly wait to get them into a nursing home or drop them off at a hospital. Now, you see, there are two sides to this coin. First of all, you're all catching up with us. And your kids are watching how you're treating your mother and father. And then, Grandma and Grandpa, how did you treat your offsprings? You see, we never forget. We never, at least women don't, we never forget. And if you think that being abusive verbally and physically to a little kid, they're not going to remember, oh, yes, they are. And, oh, boy, they're going to get you when you really get old. But you see, getting old is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And our bodies and brains don't age. We do. You don't use it, you're going to lose it. That's your brain in your body. How many times do I have to tell all of you this? Yes, today's show is revealing the true cost of bottled youth. Do you know what the cosmetic companies do, the makeup, the big skincare companies do? Allegedly, they get 12, 13-year-old girls and make them appear to look like they're 20 years old, but they're young kids. And listen to me. We seniors are a lot smarter than a decade ago. There ain't no way that a 30-year-old or a young-looking, and I adore them, I think they're great, it's their time, celebrate it, I salute. But they're going to convince me that the products that they use are going to give me the skin that they have at 30 or at 20. If you believe that, honey, you just inhaled. And you may not be the brightest bulb in the lamp. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Many of these skincare companies, and Reviva is one of them, Bionova is another, that have dedicated the science of good skin and have worked on developing products for your age. Bionova. 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 And, of course, Reviva that we're going to talk about a little bit later. I've been with them for 40 years. So the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. My email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913. Log on kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And if you want a photo of me climbing the Presidential Tower and my fascia from fitness to fashion, I will send it to you via email. But you have to email me at Kathy Studio and say, I would love to have the photo. I'm going to redefine the concept of aging, not only in America, but worldwide. And isn't it interesting? Well, I'll get to it. Kathy, get back to it. Get to the website. Click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and then click on all of the books that I'll get to a little bit later. But I have this thought, and I want to share it with you right now. But you know what I can't quite understand? Men say, yes, I do understand this. Men age better than we do because of the testosterone. And remember now, their face has little beards. They shave, and they're like little steel rods that hold the skin up. And I'm thinking of some of the news commentators on television. They look like crap. I'm telling you, they look like crap. They have more lines than a granny apple does. And yet we women have to look like we're 20, 30 years old. And I could see that all of the female newscasts, they've all had work done. They had to compete. Why is it that you could look at a man that's wrinkled, and I'm listening to their voice, and I'm going, holy hell, how do they manage to stay on the air? Because a woman would never last if she looked the way they did. When I lived in the Gold Coast in Chicago, I'm Chicago bred and born, and I would be walking to my studio, and oh man, it was just, I don't know. I'd see these men, beer bellies, waddling like a penguin because they were so fat, and on their arm, was their trophy girlfriend. Ooh. Is money that important? And I knew what was going on. She was servicing him, and I think you know what I mean. At his beck and call. Yo! Ick! Whatever happened to romance? Chance? Romance? Hold hands? Dance the night away? There isn't enough money in this world for me, regardless of what my age is or was. I find it unconscionable. So we have Hollywood to thank, don't we? If you look at all of the commercials, yeah, I have to watch television. I have to stay on top. I have to be sure that I'm informed. I read 3 newspapers every single day, and I'm constantly reading. But why is it that when women get to be 60, 70, and 80, they're not attractive anymore? Oh, you are not the brightest bulb in the lamp. Have you ever attended Miss Senior America pageant? They're absolutely stunning. Now, usually the guys say, well, you know, her tush is sagging, her boobs are sagging, and she's not as firm as taut. Hey, have you taken a look at yourself? All of you guys, have you taken a look at yourself? With the jowls hanging, the bags under your eyes, and a tummy that looks like you're 10 months pregnant? Do you think that your tush didn't sag? I dare you. I double dare you. Strip your clothes. Look at yourself stark naked. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you fare? And I had an encounter with a charming man. This was in theater. We were performing together. And sometimes, I think it was intermission, I don't know. He said, oh, I just can't take the changes in my wife. Well, he got my attention, honey. Because this was no crowing rooster. I said, well, what do you mean? Oh, she's gained weight. She's not as firm and taut as she used to be. I said, hold it right there. Don't go any further. Mother Nature and gravity and Father Time and evolution are taking its toll on all of us. And I looked at him and I said, have you taken a look at yourself lately? Do you think that maybe your wife is thinking the same thing? I'm asking all of you, have you taken a good look at yourself? Tell me, what do you look like? Do you like what you see in the mirror? If you don't like what you see in the mirror, then do something about it, but don't criticize anyone else. You see, aging together, growing old together, has its perks. And when you have that person in your life that just loves you unconditionally, they don't see anything. I remember Barbara Bush. George Bush Sr., his wife, Barbara, white hair. And someone said to her, you know what? You should really dye it brown. Or what was your natural color before you went white? And I guess she said brown, a light brown. Oh, why don't you do that? And she thought, why? So she waited, allegedly, this is a true story. She went to George Sr. and said, George, would you mind if I dyed my hair? And he looked at her and he said, well, what do you mean? He said, oh, what color? Oh, your hair, you're gray. Oh, huh, I hardly noticed. And he said, why? Why would you do that? I like you just the way you are. You're fine with me. So who are you pleasing out there? Now I'm talking to all of you that are going under the knife and Botox this and Botox that and this, that, and the other. Do you know that all of the solutions, there is a solution to every problem in the book, The Elixir of Youth. Go to my website, click on The Elixir of Youth, and if you call in today, I'm going to give you the book free. 347-637-3789. Only today. You have exactly, 17 minutes? Yeah, or more. No, you have more than that. Oh, 40 minutes, 20, whatever. Today only. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.com or call. You have to do it today. And it's the guest call in 347-637-3789. And you won't have to give me your email over the on the air. You could email it to me, and I'll be sure that you get the book. All of these doctors and researchers, they're all out there making gazillions of dollars. I want you to know that I don't care what you do externally. I don't care how many times. Did you see Joan Rivers? And how many others have had multiple facelifts? I want you to know that's just the casing. That's just the gift wrapping, because the aging continues underneath it all. The layering. Aging continues. It doesn't stop. If it stops, you're dead. So how optimistic are you about your future? Look in the mirror. How do you feel? How do you look? And if you're optimistic about looking younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Once you've learned my methods and techniques, they're yours for life. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to look 20 and 30. You want to do a full body transformation? Start at your toes and start lifting up and firming up and cutting off all of the loose skin, whatever, then tie it up with a facelift. And I hope you have a couple of $100,000. And none of these techniques last forever. The face has muscles. When there's a muscle, it has to be exercised. And my facial exercises and tongue stretch exercises provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. They're yours. I spent years, decades. A facelift doesn't last. One person in my life that I don't see too much of, but very fond of her, was a client of mine when I did facial fitness in Chicago I have this incredible unit from Europe, and then I have another one that is microcurrent Because you see, we age on a cellular level. And she came in one day and said, I'm going to have a facelift. Why? Well, you know, I'm so visible, I just need to look better and younger. I said, go ahead, I don't care. So she came back a reasonable length of time after she signed away her life on release forms with me. And it wasn't long before she came in and she said, she's very distressed. Oh, look, Kathy, under my chin. Oh, that dumpling is coming back. It's coming back. I said, what did you expect? All the surgeon did was tie up the loose skin. And Father Time and Mother Nature are just salivating in the corridor waiting to get you. You need to learn the tongue stretch exercises and the facial exercises. So to prove a point, I gave her one, courtesy of Kathy. She'd been with me for so long. And it wasn't long before it disappeared. Because we had to exercise that muscle. Every 7 years, we go through a biological change. Oh, you don't think that's true? Well, what did you look like when you were 7? What did you look like when you were 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63? Whoa! 53 to 70, look out. Look out. Big transition. If you aren't paying attention and shifting your strategies to accommodate that change, 77 to 84. There's a photo of me on the internet. All you have to do is contact me and I'll send it to you. I'm in the winter of my life, but I see it as a springtime. So on page 26, The Elixir of Youth, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all? The face, the only part of the body you can't cover? I know there are some cultures where women cover their faces. And I think it's great. They're not at the effect of the pollutants, the disease, and they don't get the sun. I have no problem. I was in Malaysia. Now, do you see premature lines, wrinkles, sagging? They weren't there yesterday, but... ah, here they are. At the age of 30, you have reached cellular maturity. Did you know our skin, like our bodies, at the effect of gravity taking its toll? Couple that with Mother Nature and Father Time waiting in the wings to get you. How do you handle your skin? Do you sleep on a pillow the wrong way? And what about our diets? And our lack of exercise is scrubboarding your face. It's no wonder you look like a wrinkled granny apple. Now, my personal story, how I saved my face on the inside, log on www.lef.org. Go to shows that are archived 2005 and read my story, The Vitamins. You're listening to Live with Kathy. See my climb. Fight for Air Climb on March 9th. You could still sponsor my climb by calling 312-781-1100. And say that you'd like to make a donation and you want to sponsor Kathy Watson. The Fight for Air Climb. And then if you get in touch with me, I'll send you my photo. It shall be my pleasure. My pleasure. Now, before I go back into the core of this, yeah, it's all about you and you guys too. It's a PSA, public service announcement, brought to you by People Who Care. Partial contributing authors in the book choices. Listen to me. Take this number down, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. All of the ages, beware. And look, you seniors, you didn't get to this point in your life to be a dummy. You ain't going to win the lottery by sending someone $20 to facilitate the check to you. And your grandson isn't in Europe, and you have to wire $8,000. Don't be stupid. Be aware. And I know how comfortable you get living in that box with the lid on. Don't give aging a bad reputation. Con and scam artists exposed. Pandemic. Oh, they know how to sweet talk. They're pros, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. It doesn't matter whether you're 50, 55, 65, or older. They know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. But you're not going to have peace of mind by giving away, just donating your hard-earned money. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. Did you hear me? You worked for it. And these scammers already know about you. It isn't cold calling. They know. And those that knock on your door and say that you need some home repair, and they invite you out, don't you dare. And don't you invite them in. Just say, wait a minute. I want to make sure that you're credible. I'm calling the police. They will come out and check your credentials. And if they're legit, then we'll talk business. Oh, you'll never see anyone move so fast in your life. They'll get out so fast, you'll laugh. When they call you, hang up. Do you have caller ID? Take the number down. Call the police. Call a family member. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number where you live. Nothing, nada. And call the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283, and thank you, ARP. Now, based on reports, are you hearing me? Victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported, out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Write down 800-646-2283. And this public service announcement has been brought to you by contributing authors in choices. Steel Mill Mama in memoriam. Oh, the spirit of Bonnie Rooks. Oh, she was in her late 80s, and I want you to know that she was working in the steel mills along you guys. She wasn't sitting behind a desk. And you want to know what? Men were jealous of her. She was possibly the oldest working, steel working woman in the world. Get the book choices. You could get it through Kathy Watson by contacting me, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Wait till you read her story. It's going to change your life. And then we have Rhea. Oh, her chapter is inspiring. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just got to be you. You, not your spouse, not your partner, your significant other, not your neighbor, not your teacher. You may use them as role models, but you just got to be you. Her journey is heartwarming. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. Oh, you'll love it. It's in choices. Chuck Brazelton. He's our agent providing insurance and financial services. From frostbitten toes to frostbitten toes. Toes to fingertips. And you know, they all started out with humble beginnings. And look, they're on their mountain. They're on their mountain. They went through the abyss. And they're standing on the mountain. So all of you, you too are off to great places. Today is the day. Hey, your mountain is waiting, honey. So get on your way. Dr. Seuss. And he said, hey, ain't nobody youer than you. Not a snowflake, nobody. Why would you want to be like anyone else? Now, I'm telling you, you might want to pick and choose. You may want to use someone as a role model, but be your own person, the authentic you. You have to meet Lee. She was adopted. Boy, is she ever spunky. Entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Hey, she left corporate America, said, I quit, 1978. I'm tired of making all of you linear-minded businessmen look good. I'm forging out on my own. Au revoir. Adios. Auf Wiedersehen. Her corporate boss called her a traitor. He said, we'll give you 14% increase in your pay if you'll stay. She said, nope, not interested. Now, she had another hurdle, and that was her husband, Jack. Jack, her husband. When he heard her story, he said, Missy, you just turn around and you go back and tell them, what was I thinking? I want my job back. You see, Lee, you women can't handle it in business. That's all she needed. That was all she needed. I don't know, about 8 cars later and traveling the world, traversing the world I don't know how many times, and today she's pushing 80, she receives a residual check in 4 figures every single month. Her story will inspire you. Choices. And then Sandy Hutchings, who's living her dream in paradise. Now, is your dream material or spiritual? It could be both, I guess. She's an ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, and vitality. Her passion? Ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. I was there. You see, you could have it all. You're denied nothing. God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold out, hold fast. Patience is genius. You could have it all, but you're lazy. Oh, but Kathy, I don't want to hear it. Well, I don't want to hear it. Because you've embraced toxic negative thinking. Can't do anything because you see it's a habit. You got to get rid of those habits. And you have to embrace the power of positive energy, pep. Well, you see, that's what Marilyn Pacella did. She created her own company, Mobile Drug Testing, on-site service. Maryland comes to you, saving you time and money. She said, ain't no way I'm working for anyone. If I'm going to put in any number of hours, it's going to be for me. And she has an incredible history, professionalism. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. And if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, then by all means, get in touch with me. It is so affordable. And it's a learning process. No, the floodgates aren't going to open if that's what you want. Take your money and go somewhere else. You're not going to annoy me. I have to see what you got. What's your purpose? What's your product? What's your service? What's your book? What's your idea? Then we look at the changes. We look at how you have to shift. And now I'm going to develop you. I'm going to develop your radio persona. It's a 10-week commitment. I work with you on your mini-mercial in my voice. And you get to co-host one of my shows. And then you get to listen to yourself on radio. And you ask yourself one question. How powerful was I? Did I exude the confidence? Did I make them feel that I was trustworthy and what I have definitely is authentic? And then you email the whole world. You would call me at 847-882-8717. You see, our population is aging, but I don't think they're doing too great. You see, the need for your product and your service grows and grows. The need for education more than anything else grows and grows and grows. And yes, my show is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of it as partnerships. So let me introduce you to my partners. Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose? To acknowledge ironworkers, to recognize them as creators of art in the form of creative construction. Oh, they are artsy, and they have a brain cell working. I love to illuminate the character. By the way, I married an ironworker. Who best to exalt their virtues than one that has been with him for 61 years? Did we have trials and tribulations? Of course we did. And now we decided that it was easier to stay together. Because you see, I'm not going to put up, I'm not going to raise another kid. And the silver fox turns around and says, well, I don't want to have to train another female. And the boxing gloves are on. I'm just kidding. So I love to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? After 4 years, you have to log on ironworkers.org, ironworkers.org, to see if you qualify. And then after 4 years, your apprenticeship, you've earned money, you've paid into your pension, and your health care is on its way. And it travels with you everywhere. And then there is the CD out. What a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and recognizing the fluid, graceful, swan-like movements of the female dancer. And don't ever think that ballet is for sissies. It's arduous, the body discipline. Every little boy and girl should be in a ballet class in their formative years. And that you could get by just getting in touch with me. But if you're college bound, that's fine. Just don't waste the money. Promise? Okay, so you're bored, you're lonely. Here's your choice. You have school, senior centers, park districts, and libraries. We work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the 2009 National Gold Medal for Excellence. But log on HE Parks and get acquainted with their 50-plus consortium. You have to be 50-plus older. Maybe you could start one in your own area. Have you ever thought of volunteering? Oh, I see you don't have a car. They usually will come and pick you up, get you coming and going. Stop making excuses. If you want to be in God's waiting room, go ahead. If you want to be a gassy old geezer, go ahead. But you won't be in my life. And today, April 3rd, we're going to visit Greg McIntyre, my CPA. Now tax man cometh. And if you have a question or a little query, you could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And today's show is about youth. To what extent would you go to look youthful? But I want you to know, the minute you open your mouth, you've removed all doubt. Unless the voice is fluid. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Do you really think you'd be listening to me for too much longer if this is what I sounded like? So don't you see, to develop who you are, it's about looking the best you possibly can right now and feeling good too. But it's also revealed in your voice. So looks do matter. So if you're really looking fabulous, but if you have a voice like this, that's all they're going to remember. Now, I talked about products that beautify your skin and treat your skin. Log on to RevivaLabs.com. And then let me introduce you to Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire. She is a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. And her voice is beautiful, and she's in her late 80s. She's written many books, but she said, Kathy, this book everyone has to have. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. You could get acquainted with Edith by logging on to enamm.com. Log on to amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House, and get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline. And it will. Edith Nam, N-A-M-M. Oh, you're bored, you're lonely, you're unhappy in your job. Could I ask you to think out of the box for just once in your life? I'm not telling you to quit your job. But if you're unhappy, do you know that the stress is one of the premature factors in aging and even death? Don't you want to look at the options out there? Don't you want to look at the opportunities, or are you just too damn lazy? I'm talking about creating your own home-based business. Do you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Hey, did you have trouble paying your bills last month? Did you have more month than money? I don't care whether you're retired. Make it a family affair. Be a solopreneur. Keep your daytime job if you have to, and then build your job like Lee did on the off time. You can fulfill your dreams. You can reach your goal. You can pay your bills on time. You can grow personally. You can challenge yourself personally while making money. But you're lazy. Well, I did try it once. It lasted a month or two, and I ran out of people. Well, then you just don't know the recipe, the formula. Some will, some won't. So what next? Do you have the desire to achieve? Make it a family affair. The kids learn everything else. Oh, next week you're going to have to listen to. The whole week is dedicated to money. Money matters. But right now, check it out. Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. It's a call to action. This is the year to unleash your passion. I want you to consider more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach. Be your own CEO. Make it happen for you. You don't need a college education. Yes, you are smart enough, and you don't have to spend a ton of money. All you need is the desire to achieve. It's pandemic. More women than ever are embracing the power. I did mine when I was 25 years old. I stayed home and raised the kids, and I built a business that went on to a big fashion agency that grew and grew and grew and grew. I stood on the mountaintop so many times. I called it home. And there's this great feeling of knowing that you could do it. Put my blinders on, and I set my sights on what I wanted. Because you see, darlings, this is life right now. Right now, this is your life. There are no do-overs. This is not a dress rehearsal. When you woke up this morning, did you realize that your life is a blank canvas? And that you as the creator could design your life any way that you want? Don't you get it? And make a home-based business a family affair. Teach the kids. They learn everything else. Ice skating, a football, basketball, soccer. But they don't learn about the most important element in life, and it's the exchange of money, finances. LETECIA.com. Or you could call me at 847-882-8717. So let's talk about the true cost of bottled youth. And who are you? Look, I agree. Look, if you want a little nip and tuck, I totally agree with it. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. But there are people that are spending thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. Advances in plastic surgery, dermatology, and cosmetology have provided increasingly sophisticated ways for consumers to mask the signs of aging. But no matter what the surface looks like, the biological process marches on underneath. There are no treatments that have been rigorously shown to reverse aging. What's more, surgical and dermatological treatments come with a shelf life. Even the most skillful work will need some maintenance down the line. A good facelift might last maybe up to 10 years, depending on your habits and how are you. You see, you need to learn the facial exercises. And facial fillers might last a year or 18 months. And the Botox toxin injections, about 3 months. Why would you inject a toxin into your body? Amatica can't seem to let go. Youth is an obsession. And you want to know what? It's a marvelous time. I was touring the States when I was 12 years old. It was exciting. It was experimenting, exploring, trials and tribulations and dealing with dancing hormones, but it's time to recognize men and women who've made remarkable contributions to life and still are. When I see someone, I don't see the color of their skin. I don't see their age. I look in their eyes. If there is to be peace in the world, it must begin with me and begin with you, 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 all over the world. We spend more time on our looks than anything else. Our insecurities have fueled a multi-billion dollar business paying homage to, I won't grow up, I won't grow up. Backward, turn backward, oh time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Oh, it's fun to go back. But I'm divinely happy where I am right now. The key. This is the formula. How you handle your skin, the foods you eat, and sun damage, and your thoughts. Research has shown that traumas which happen to us every day, aggravations, injuries, tension, disappointments, frustrations, improper diet, environmental pollutants, as well as social and family problems, become embedded into every cell of our body. Just as sounds leave an imprint upon a recording tape, these daily events leave a signature on the human cell. This is what aging consists of, not the mere flipping of a calendar page. Traumas which happen to us every day that hurt. Words that and actions that absolutely destroy us. The cells begin to cry. Much research has been done in the area of cell memory, and evidence of its existence lies in the releasing results fine in deep release treatments such as Rolfing. Various relaxation techniques have been developed as well, from hypnosis, meditation to saunas, in an attempt to eradicate the ravages of time engraved upon our tissue. These techniques can help to erase the residue of many years of trauma by peeling off the burden of cells layer by layer. Deep release treatments may be able to reverse aging by erasing stress residue from the deepest tissues. If you're unhappy at work, you're aging yourself overnight. It's premature. I don't know if a home-based business is for you, but think about it. My Ageless Face for Life, facial acupressure points, combined with facial and tongue stretch exercises, providing a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And the skincare products designed to work with the chemistry of the body. And the products that I endorse do not contain animal or raw mineral fats or oils, parabens, plastics, or wax. when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. You see, I've always believed that your skin's appearance is as important to your mental health as it is to your physical well-being. Caring for your skin is a gentle, simple process. And the products that I endorse, that I use, produce the results I've searched for in a complete skincare program. Stress, toxicity, trauma. Yes, there is a product. They're all leading factors in premature aging. Stress does great damage to the body as well as the mind. Anger releases toxins into the body. And I have a product that is synthesized from two B vitamins that's once absorbed in the body, breaks down into its original B vitamin components, which are part of the body's stress reaction system. The product has been found to help slow the visual effects of aging. Want to know about it? You know how to reach me. And you guys, I'm saving your program, your formula, for when I do my shows on for men only. And in the book, Secret Number 8, quick and easy formulas you whip at home, save big bucks. How to depuff your eyes. Three simple steps to dark circles. Slant board, dry brush, massage, peel the skin with a papaya to feed the skin with a cucumber, milk, and honey. But as always, check with your doctor first before you embrace any new product introduction to your body. And you know, the vitamins that you're eating, taking, the food that you're eating, are you drinking enough water? Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My aim is to keep this book simple and make it fun. You'll love the cover. The Spring Chicken logo is sporting a big umptuous diamond on her left toe. Isn't she darling? With luxuriant feathers while holding the foaming goblet ready to sip the Elixir of Youth potion. And in the background on cloud 9, the crowing rooster declaring, I love her, I love her. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. It is totally your choice. Yeah, I know. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. And if you're hell-bent on bottled youth, just be my guest. So move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you creative doctors out there now that I truly acknowledge you. I have discovered the secrets to looking and feeling better longer than you ever thought possible, and to encourage you to not let your spirit age. And I want all of you to sing and dance through life. Until tomorrow at 6:30 a.m., au revoir.